Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, so my name is Karabo Khanya. I'm from a small town called Harrismith in the Eastern Free State.
So, Karabo, we understand that you participated in FUSU World University Championships in Brazil. So, can you tell us what is FUSU World University Championship? What is it all about?
So the FISU World is basically world championships for university, right? So I went there for the combat sport, which has judo, karate, wushu, all the combat sports you can basically think of, wrestling and all that. Obviously there are other sporting codes, but from I think from June, 6th of June, for like that week of from the 6th of June to like the 16th or something, it was just combat sport. And obviously right now it's other sporting codes that are running
So,
currently.
what was your specialty?
So I went there to do karate. I
Okay.
was chosen by USA to go represent obviously, South Africa for karate.
What was it like representing South Africa and UFS at the big stage?
Representing the country is not really a new thing to me,
Okay.
right? I've represented the country, I think, from like 2022, right, till now, I guess. But UFS is it's a different story because it's a different community, right?
Okay.
I usually represent Free State, but then representing an institution is a new experience for me. And the support and the backing was so it was there, man. I have never felt so much support before from a specific community. You get what I mean?
So looking back at
Yeah.
the tournament, how would you assess your performance?
Obviously, there are things that I could have done better. I think what I needed to do was just trust myself and back myself. I think that's the only element that I lacked from my performance. But overall, I'm quite proud of myself for my performance.
So can you tell us the stage you have reached in the tournament when you were competing there? Which stage did you reach in the tournament, manage to reach?
So I was chosen. So I'm just gonna give you a bit of a background. So I was chosen for the team committee, right?
Okay.
So there are individual events and then there's team events. So I was chosen for the team events, right? So in the team events, it's compromised by five fighters, right? And then it's the best of five. So three out of the five should win. So like three in a row, or if it's two, two, and then the last fighter must win. You understand? So it's almost like a relay, you know? It's almost like a relay. So I was fighting second out of the team, and unfortunately I lost my fight. And then the guy who fought first, he lost his fight, and the guy who fought third, he lost his fight. So in a way, we were already in the knockout stage, and because of those three losses, we were out of the tournament. So yeah, it was a bit tough, but then we got a very tough country, which was Iran, and Riyadh, they really have tough opponents. They're really big on karate, so yeah, it was tough competition, but then we showed up and we performed.
No, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So what was the biggest lesson you took away from competing against some of the world's best athletes?
The biggest lesson is, for me personally, it was just consistency, right? So my first world championships was in like 2022, right? Those were my first ones. Those were youth worlds, right? And from there on, I've just been inconsistent in competing international because of school, right? Which is, quite valid. But I was just being inconsistent. Even now, I'm being inconsistent in like participating even on a national level because I'm just focused on school, right? But I do believe that if my consistency is there by competing, I think I will, you know, stand a chance to get a medal even in like a world stage, you know. There's a reason why they chose us to represent South Africa. There's a reason why they chose me to represent the country. So me being chosen, the only thing left is just consistency in competing. There, with the consistency there, then it'll be easier for me to, like, you know, consistently rank up and consistently compete for a medal.
Speaking about a medal, although you didn't come home with a medal, right? So what positives do you take from the experience?
You know, we all go to a competition wanting to win. Everyone has the mentality to get gold. And being at the World Championships, everyone in the world wants that number one spot. And unfortunately, that number one spot is just reserved for two people, the two finalists, right? So obviously the competition is going to be tough, and it was tough. So the biggest lesson I'll take from that is that the hunger of being that top two and trying my level best to represent my country to the fullest.
That's great, man. That's fantastic. Yeah. So how has the experience changed your perspective on your sport and your abilities?
Ray, can you repeat the question? Couldn't you?
How has this experience changed your perspective on your sport and your abilities, the way you perform?
I think, honestly, there was a point in time where I just wanted to, like, quit and give up, because as an athlete, you know, you always compete, but then if there's a consistency of not getting the results you want, you feel like you just want to just give up. But obviously, listening to my coach, I went on a phone call with my coach and I told her that, hey, I didn't perform real well. She told me that, hey, man, we all want to win. You know, we all want to win. But if it doesn't happen, it's not the end of the world. So just get over it, you know. And her saying that you should get over it, it's not her being like, you know, hard on me or giving me tough love. But it's a way in which we established on, like, okay, it happened, get over it, and let's try to find a way forward and improve ourselves within our sport. You know?
That's great. So yeah. I understand that you're a psychology student, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
How do you stay mentally strong after setbacks?
As I said, I don't think being a psychology student has an influence in my sport. Mm-hmm. I think that the influence comes from my coach, you know. The mere fact that she always says that if there's a setback, we always try to look for a way forward, and getting over it, quote unquote, getting over it is the way that we should look forward into growing and not letting the setbacks, like, emotionally hurt you as an athlete, you know. Setbacks do happen, whether in sport or in life, they do happen, but getting over it is the way that I and my coach move forward from whatever situation that we're facing.
That's nice. So what are your goals now? You've competed on the international stage. You've had a taste. It's not the first time, but it's the second time, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So what are your goals now?
Honestly, right now, I do look forward into competing in the Olympics. Hopefully by then I'll be done with my master's and my, you know, all the studying that I have to do and get a job and all that. But getting into the Olympics is one of the goals that I have for myself, which is going to be in 2028. We had our Olympics for karate in 20. Hoo-wee. I forgot if it's 2018 or 2020. 2020 or 2018, or was it 2016? I forgot. But then we used to have karate in the Olympics, and then from there on, the Olympics after it, I think it was 2024, we didn't have it for some reason. And then 2028, I hope that karate get registered to be in the Olympics, so I can try my level best and actually train and actually, mentally prepare myself for another world stage where I can represent my country. Because I do back myself that when that time comes, I'll do everything in my capability to get chosen to represent South Africa, and not only represent but show the talent and showcase the talent that South Africa has in karate. But overall, the Olympics is the goal, which is in 2028.
So, what message would you give to young athletes who may face setbacks but still dream of representing South Africa?
What I can say to young athletes is communicate with your coach. I think the biggest thing that athletes in general, especially with young athletes, is like communication with your coach is very important. Tell your coach your goals. Tell your coach your purpose of choosing him or her as being your coach. Communicate with them. Say, no, listen, in August, they're going to be nationals. I like to have a program, or like, can you set a program with me so that we can work our way towards the nationals so we can perform in nationals? From nationals, obviously, they're going to be scouts and selectors. We're going to select people to go international. So speak to your coach. It's very important. The communication between you and your coach is very important. Tell your coach your goals, and then from there on forward, pray to God. Pray and stay true to yourself and back yourself.
That's a wonderful advice. So if you had the opportunity to compete in it at the FISU Championships again tomorrow, what would you do differently?
If it was tomorrow, I'm not too sure, because like I training the other day and I pulled my hamstring. But if the injury was not there, I would say, what would I do differently? I think I'll just back myself more. I'll back myself more. The problem is heading into the competition, I had this thing of it being the world championship, so every opponent I faced, I basically ranked them, meaning it was a thing of, okay, this person is good and they deserve to be here at the world championships. So me giving them that, ranking them to say, okay, this person is good, without even fighting or without even seeing how good they are or whatever, it limited myself. So backing myself, not limiting myself, I think that will, and not rating my opponent, I think that would, it's something that I would do differently, right, if I was to compete again tomorrow at the FISU World Championships.
Okay, man, that's the end of the interview. Thank you for your time, and you did well. You represented UFS and South Africa, as you have said that it was not your first time, and we are very proud of you, and we wish you good things in your future endeavors in the sport. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, yeah.